Thank you for calling customer support. Susie Angela, how can I assist you?
Well, I just got my most recent MasterCard statement, and I see another $19 charge on here. And I've been getting $19 charges since January. And I don't know what this one is about. And this is dated 5/15.
May I have your zip code, sir?
31406.
And your first and last name?
Jack Kromenhoek. Let me spell it. Kromenhoek.
All right, 1 moment. Trying to search for it. Bear with me 1 moment, sir. And your address.
Pardon me?
May I have your address, please?
16 Ralstons, Ralstons Way, Savannah, Georgia, 31406.
All right, thank you, sir. It is showing that you had the $19 charge initially back in January for the online firearms training portal. After you've completed the online training course with the CCW certificate, with certified to CCW.com, it seems that you disputed the charges on the account. And that's why they're showing up again.
I did what?
There was a dispute.
You must use different names because I got a bill for Time to Qualify, another bill for NationalQualified.com, another one from TimeToQualify.com, NationalQualified.com, and NationalQualified.com. So I've already paid $19 five times.
We're NationalQualify.com. That's going to be the $19 charges. Now, you may have an active account with a different company because there are other companies you could apply with. But this one should say NationalQualify.com. There were a total of three $19 charges. One on the 15th of November, 2020, 15th of December, 2020, 14th of January, 2021. And then it stopped billing you with this company, but it does show that there was like a chargeback on there on the 26th of January, which means that there was a dispute against the charges. So the dispute you had with our company settled on the 26th of January. This account has been closed out since then.
Okay, so then why the $19 charge now on May 15th?
It has to be a different company. It could be...
I just called you. You're the phone number that's on the account.
The other company that is going to be FCUSA Online, they do have our number connected. But it's going to be info@fcusaonline.com. You email them, they'll contact you back. But it's two separate companies.
I didn't go with them. The only one I went with was one person or one company. And this one comes back as it's called Certified Time with the phone number I just dialed to get you.
855-949-2188. Now, Certified Time is going to be the charge that was paid for the digital certificate on the 15th of November. But if you're receiving new charges, it is not going to be with this company. After you've disputed a charge, it automatically cancels it out, which it did by the 26th of January. Your account with us was canceled. So there is more than likely another company that you applied for the CCW certificate for concealed carry.
I didn't. I only dealt with one company.
Well, did you dispute the charges again from January? That's the only way it'll show up again. It'll be the same charges. It's just after they do their investigation, they'll put it back on there again. You know, each time you dispute it, they may give you a provisional credit. But once they make their determination, they'll just put the money back to you. So the same monies go just back and forth if you keep... if you dispute it again. But I don't see anything anyway that it's going to be FCUSA Online. That's the only other company Now, does it have a different number on the other charges? Do it have two separate numbers or the same number?
No, different numbers. The national qualifier is 855-445-1622. And then the time to qualify is 855-682-2427.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was billed twice. And then the national qualifier was billed 3 times.
Right. It was billed 3 times. But that was back, you know, by the 15th of January, those charges stopped. That was the last charge in January of 2021. There was 3 charges there, though. But, you know, on the 15th, I suppose you disputed. 10 days later, they settled the dispute. By the 25th of January, this account was canceled. And they found in the company's favor, because what it is when you sign up for this class, or by submitting the order, it gives you the option to sign up for the class. We send you out a login credential so you can log in on a monthly, on a daily basis and do additional training. But it is an agreement, and it tells the customer in our terms and conditions, you can call us 24 hours a day and cancel. But you have to do it before the next charge go out. So it enters you into a contract. That's usually why they find it in our favor. During their investigation phase of the dispute, they come across that terms and conditions with the contract.
So what do I do now? Number one, I want to cancel. I don't want any more charges. And now what do I have to do to take care of this charge?
Well, you know, this one is canceled, so I would either contact info and F. Let's see here. Let me go over that one again. It says info at FC. That's F as in Frank, C as in Charlie, USAOnline.com. That's the other company that could possibly still be charging you if you haven't communicated with them. You needed to stop.
Okay, but are you certified time?
Yes. It has certified time as a payment gateway.
Well,
no,
I'm
sorry.
The bill I got is from
certified
time.
This is going to be national qualify. This is national qualify. Certified time was a charge on the 15th of November for the $85. When you did the entire test and everything that day and submitted for your certificate, it says certified time. Then the $19 charges are national qualify.
Okay, but that's all been paid. So
that's all been
confused.
Paid and taken care of. But you're saying that you have new payments on the 15th of May.
Right.
And what is the name next to that?
The new charge went through and on my credit card for $19.
What's the name of the company?
Certified Time. And it's 855-949-2188. And that's the number I dialed, and I got you.
Let's see if we can look something up here. You can possibly get us with these other companies because they'll have a number there, and we refer you to that company. Certified Certificate University of Houston. You are in Savannah, Georgia. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the best way to move forward is you're going to have to, I would suggest starting with emailing the info at FCUSA Online. That's the only way they communicate. They will contact you back about any charges you have and about a cancellation. But there has to be another company that's billing you, sir, because we haven't billed you since mid-January.
Well, how come you answer this phone?
Because our number is attached to the charge. And I don't know if that could be the bank doing. Sometimes they'll do that. You have different companies. I work in customer service, so I know these things happen. Not just with this company, but other companies. They'll get something similar to it, stick it on there. And you call and it's not the right company. But it's similar to the company. It's probably the same type of company, but a different company. So, but I know that we receive this company's call, and we have a note here to refer them to this email address to email that company about their charges. Now, this I know for certain. That's why I keep giving you that email address so that you can email them and see if they have an active account with you if you're still receiving the $19 charges, because they offer a class as well for $19. So
okay,
if you would like to write
let's
this down, it's info.
Go ahead. Give it to me.
Info at.
Now, can you spell it out? Because I.
Yes, sir. It's I as in India, N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, O as in Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
At the at ampersand at, like if you're doing at of an email. F as in Frank, C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
USA
mm-hmm.
online.com.
Okay.
All right. So, yes, go ahead and give them a try. All right, sir. Thank
Alrighty.
You for calling customer support.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.